Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yedzayin Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hirkechas Asikuch Min Adafanois Shloisha Tfachim Psula. If you place the wall of the Sukkah three Tfachim away from the Schach, so the Lach is possible. We don't view that wall as being part of the Sukkah anymore. Once it's three Tfachim away, three Tfachim of Avir separating a wall from the Schach, that makes us disassociate the wall as being part of the Sukkah. Says the Mishnah, Bayesh Anivchas V'sikech Al Gabov. Let's say you have a roof that caves in, so and you put schach on top of the hole that's in the middle of the roof. So if you have that the wall now is separated from the schach, from the hole, four amos, so meaning that there's schach puzzle of four amos separating the wall from the schach, so then the sukkah is puzzle. However, if it's less than four amos, the sukkah is going to be kosher, then we could still associate the wall with the schach by means of daifin akuma. Over here we're talking about where the schach puzzle separating the wall from the schach. Although the roof is often speaking schach kosher, it's wood which is grows from the ground, it's not makabel tuma, but lamaisa wasn't placed in this room for the sukkah. It was placed in the room because it was your dining room. Happens to be the roof caved in. So therefore that schach is a problem of tasav loy min asoy. It's possible. But if it's less than four amos of that roof separating the wall from the hole where you put on the schach kosher, so then the sukkah will still be kosher by means of daifin akuma. Once there's four amos, we don't apply daifin akuma, and the sukkah is going to be possible. So this is really a similar type of case as the first case of the Mishnah. They're both cases where the wall is separated from the schach. However, the first case was talking about when there's avir separating the walls from the schach. This case is talking about when there's schach posel separating the wall from the schach, and it's discussing the rule of daifin akuma. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us two more cases of daifin akuma, when there's schach posel separating the wall from the schach. Says the Mishnah, v'chein chatzer shimukefas achsadra. You have a bunch of houses that open up to a joint chatzer, and there's an overhang on top of the houses, and you put schach now in the middle, on top of the overhangs, so there's overhang separating the walls of the houses from the schach kosher. Or you have a sukkah gedayla shekifuha bedavar she'emesachim boy. You have a large sukkah that you first surrounded it by the schach. You first surrounded it with schach puzzle. You put some metal rods over there by the schach, by the wall, separating the walls of the sukkah and the schach kosher. So the halacha is the same. The halacha is that if you have four amos of schach puzzle, both by the cases of the metal rods on the big sukkah, or by the case of the chsadra, which even if we're talking about wood, but it's a problem of tasav loy min asoy, if you have four amos, so then the sukkah will be possible, then we can't apply daifin akuma, but if it's less than four amos, then we say daifin akuma. Says the Gemara, Kohani Lamali, why do we need all these three different cases of daifin akuma? The Bayesh and Nivchas, the case of the Chatzar, the case of the Sukkah Gedayla, why do we have to have so many cases of daifin akuma? Says the Gemara Tzricha, each one has its own Chiddush. Yashmin on Bayesh and Nivchas, if we just would have had the case of Bayesh and Nivchas, the roof that caved in, which of the Hani Mechitzes La Bayesh Avidon, I would have said that there we could apply daifin akuma when there's less than four Amis, because the walls are made for the room, they were made for the inside, so therefore we could use it for the Sukkah. But when you have the case of the houses surrounding the chatzar and the overhang, where there the walls of the houses, they weren't made for the inside, they weren't made for the chatzar, by the overhangs, they were made for the inside of the house. So therefore, I might have thought to say that we can't apply daifin akuma. Therefore, Tzricha, the Mishnah needed to tell us that chiddush, that we could apply daifin akuma even when the walls weren't made for the sukkah. And if I just would have had these two cases, Mishum the Sikha and Schach Kasheru. I would have said to say, because the Maisa, there are cases of Schach Kasher that just have an outside problem of Tasav Loi Min Asoi. But Be'etzem, the Schach is Kasher in both of those first two cases. Aval Sukkah Gedayla Shekifua Bedavar Shemesachim Boy. But in the case of the Sukkah Gedayla, where you first put on metal rods, you put on something which is possible for Schach. The Sikha Schach Possel, so its Schach is Schach Possel, Schach Possel who say Maloi. I might have thought to say that you can't apply Daifin Akuma when you have actual schach posel. Tzricha, it says the Mishnah, that's why the Mishnah had to say this case of the sukkah gedolah to teach us this chiddush that we could apply daifin akuma even by actual schach posel. Says the Gemara writer, Amar Rabba, Ashkachtenu l'Rabbanan de Beirav, I one time found the Talmidim of Rav, the Yasu Vika Amri, they were sitting and they were saying over, that Avir Paisel B'Shleisha, Schach Paisel Paisel B'Arba. That the Lacha is that if you have Avir, which goes across the entire length of a Sukkah, and it has a width of 3 Tfachim, there's 3 Tfachim of Avir, so that passels the Sukkah, that makes us divide the Sukkah in half, and very often now the Sukkah will be Paisel. However, when it comes to Schach Paisel, if you have like metal rods in the middle of the sukkah, so that's only going to pass on the sukkah if there's 4 tfachim of schach pasul that goes throughout the sukkah. Ramina Luana, so says Rabbi, said to these Talmidim of Rav, that Avir de Paisel b'shleisha min aluchu. What's your makar that Avir passels with 3 tfachim? L'chayriol Talmid et nan, because we learned in the Mishnah in our Masechta over here on Yudzayinam and Aleph. It says here, kichas asikach min adafan eshleisha tfachim psula. It says that if you separate the walls from the schach 3 tfachim, so you have 3 tfachim of Avir, the sukkah's psula. So that's your makar that 3 tfachim of Avir passels the sukkah. If so, since schach passel if so, then schach pasul should only pasul with 4 amis. Did not like we learned in this Mishnah, the same Mishnah that ba'ish and nivchas v'sikach al gabav v'miyesh bein asikach l'koysel 4 amis psula. That's only if you have 4 amis that that's when the sukkah becomes pasul. So just like your home of avir pasuling the sukkah was from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah said that the shear is 3 tfachim, so the shear for schach pasul should also be 4 amis, just like the shear in our Mishnah. However, Vamruli, the Talmidim of Rav, responded to me, says Rabbo, they responded to me, that Bar Mina Dahi, no, you can't prove anything from our Mishnah, the Rav Shmuel Amri Tarvayu, Mishab Daifin Akuman Aguba, that the reason for the din of our Mishnah, that you get up to 4 amis of schach pasul is because then we say daifin akuma and we convert the schach pasul into being part of the wall. That's why you get up to 4 amis. But when you have actual 4 tfachim of schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah, 4 amis away from the wall, so then the shear is 4 tfachim, not 4 amis. Vamina luhuana. So Rabbi says back that I said back to the Talmidim of Rav that ma ilu ikas schach pasul pachus me'arba. What will be if you have in the middle of your sukkah you have just under 4 tfachim of schach pasul va'avir pachus mishleisha and just under 3 tfachim of avir? Mai, what will you tell me the halacha is? You're going to tell me it's kshera because we don't have a share of either one. Now what's going to be if malye bishapudin? If you then go into that airspace, and you put a metal beam over there. So now you're mashlim the shear of 4 tfachim of schach pasul. So my, what's that then going to be? You'll tell me it's psula. Now that doesn't make any sense. V'lo yei avir apaisel b'shloisha k'schach pasul apaisel b'arba. You shouldn't at least the avir, which is more chamor, it passes even with 3 tfachim, be like schach pasul, which passes with 4 tfachim? How could it be that you're telling me that you have this airspace here, it's the exact same sukkah, it's just under 4 tfachim of schach pasul, it's just under 3 tfachim of avir. You're telling me that the sukkah is kosher. All of a sudden you take a metal rod, you put it by the avir, and now the sukkah became pasul? How could the metal rod be more chamer than avir, when really avir we find is treated more chamer? And the shear of avir is 3 tfachim. So this situation doesn't make any sense. There must be something faulty in what you're saying over. So the Talmidim of Rav said back, Vamru, the Talmidim of Rav said back to Rabbah that Yehachi, if so, that you're bothered by this question, L'didach Nami, we could ask the same question on your Shita. M'nienech Nami, it comes out strange, but that's what we could ask on you also. On you also, the Amrit Schach Pasul Paisel Ba'arba Amos, that you say that the Shir for Schach Pasul is 4 Amos, we could say the exact same thing. Ma Yiluika Schach Pasul Pachos Me'arba Amos, what's going to be if you have a Sukkah with just under 4 Amos of Schach Pasul in the middle, Va'avir Pachos Me'shleisha, and you have Avir that's just under 3 Tfachim, Mai, what's the lacha gonna be? You'll tell me it's kshera, because we don't have a shear of either one. Mal, you bishapudin, you then take a metal rod, you put it by the avir, and now you're mashlim the shear of 4 amis of schach pasul. And my, what's the lacha gonna be? You're gonna tell me it's psula. We could ask you the same question, that lo yei avir apaisel b'shleisha k'schach pasul apaisel b'arba amis, that how does it make any sense that the avir is being treated more lightly, that you have avir and the sukkah was kosher. All of a sudden, you put a metal rod, and now the sukkah became pasul. How could that doesn't make any sense. However, Vaminul Huana says Rabbo that I said back to the Talmidim of Rav that I'm not bothered by that question because I mind there's no comparison. This is only a question on you, it's not a question on me. Bishlam Alididi makes sense according to my Shita that Mina Arba Amois that I say that the Shir of Schach Pasul is 4 Amois. Where do I get it from that that's the Shir? Mishum Shiur of Vulav Shiuruhu. It's because I hold it. That's the Halachal Mishum Misina that Schach Pasul passes with Arba Amois. Less than Arba Amois is not the Shir. So high Lav Shiuruhu. So here too also. also by the case where you have just under 4 amos of schach pasul and just under 3 tefachim of avir, so both of those are halacha l'maisha m'Sinai, that avir passes with 3 tefachim and schach pasul passes with 4 amos. Both of those are halacha l'maisha m'Sinai, and you don't have a shear of either one, and they're not going to combine with each other, because kaven deloy shavi shiur rayu, the klal is that when you have things that don't have the same shear, shavi shiur rayu la dadi loy mitstarfi, they're not mitstarfin, that we don't combine them. So these also, that they don't have the same shear, so they're not mitstarif. But according to you, that you say that the reason for the shiurim, it's not like you got it from a Mishnah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Masechta that schach pasul passes with 4 tefachim. So where do you get the shiur 4 tefachim from? It must be because you're using logic. You're saying that that's the amount that we now view the sukkah as being split in half. And the shiur 3 tefachim by Avir is also because that's the amount that we see that the sukkah is now being split in half. So they're both about the same idea. It's both the same concept of viewing the sukkah as being split in half. So Mali is Balik Bishach Pasol, Mali is Balik Bishach Pasol Va'avir. So if so, that it's both the same idea behind the Shirim, so why should we differentiate between a Sukkah that just is separated with Schach Pasol in the middle, or a Sukkah which is separated with Schach Pasol and Avir in the middle? Being that the idea is the same for both of the Shirim, we should combine. So that's what Rabbi said back to the Talpinim of Rav, that's why I only have this question on you. It's only on you that I have a question that Schach Pasol and Avir should combine. So that's the end of Rabbi's saying over of this story that happened, this encounter that happened with himself and the Talmidim of Rav. Now, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said to Rabbo, Ulamar Nami, that even according to you, that you say that they're both Halacha Maisha Mesinais, Nihi Deloy Shavishu Rayu B'Sukkah Gedoyla, granted that they have a different shear when it comes to the Sukkah Gedoyla, that Avir passes with 3 Tfachim, and Tzchach Pasul passes with 4 Amis. However, B'Sukkah Ketana, by a minimum sized Sukkah, a Sukkah that's Zayin Al Zayin Tfachim, Miloy Shavishu Rayu, don't they have the same shear? By a Sukkah that's only Zayin Al Zayin Tfachim, so we need all Zayin Al Zayin Tfachim of the Tzchach to be kosher. So any time you have less than 3 tefachim of avir, if you have less than 3 tefachim of schach pasul, then it'll be fine, because then we could say lavud to view that airspace where the schach pasul, like as if it's being filled with schach kasher. But once you have 3 tefachim, either of avir or schach pasul, now we can't say lavud anymore, the sukkah is going to be pasul. So it comes out that by sukkah katana, avir and schach pasul have the same shear. Once we find in one place that they have the same shear, so now they should be mitstarfin. Even by sukkah gedoyla, they should be mitstarfin, because we find in the one place they do have the same shear. However, Amarle, Rabbi said back to Abaye, then no. Even though it's true, you're right, that if they have the same shear in one place, so then we do say that they're mitstarfin, but here they don't have the same shear. Hasam la mishum deshavishi rayu la hadadihu. There, by the sukkah katana, it's not the pshat that now all of a sudden the shear for schach pasul became 3 tefachim. They don't have the same shear. Al mishum deleisei l'shiura desukkahu. There, it's just a side issue, that when you have 3 tefachim of schach pasul by sukkah katana, so now you can't apply lavud, and now you don't have enough schach kasher. So it's not because now the shear of schach pasul became 3 tefachim. It's just a davashab of memela. Now that you don't say love and memela, now you don't have a sukkah kshera. But really, the shiurim are never the same. Being that the shiurim are never the same, says Rabbah, that's why, according to me, it makes sense that schach pasul and avir are not mitstarif.